When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
It is time for the spillover with AD, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love, AD. Good to see you here today.
It's good to be here, brother. It's Friday, man.
It is Friday. It's Friday. We got a game tomorrow, Nebraska at Indiana. 11 a.m. kickoff. Big noon kickoff on Fox.
Jake, first of all, kudos to you and your bride. Happy fourth anniversary,
Thank
man.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. You guys celebrated that, man.
It was a great day. Yes, went to indeed. Momo Pizzeria, Restaurante. Had a nice meal. Had some good wine.
You can't get Momo's.
Yeah, Momo's is great.
Where was baby girl at?
My mother-in-law was in town to watch her last night.
You got the
came,
most.
Came from Crofton, 3 hours away to Whoa. Watch her for that night.
I mean, she's staying the weekend?
No, she's going home this morning. She came down Wednesday night.
Okay, you bet.
Stayed all day yesterday, you know, saw some friends. Like, she knows Lincoln well, too. But then heading home this morning, go back to Crofton. But we appreciate her helping out and let us have a good night.
I love it. My man is out there walking like he walking with a purpose, ain't he?
Yeah, he is. He's got that step to him right now. Yeah, got that Friday. Yeah, it's Friday. It's a Friday walk, baby. It's Friday. Last night, couple good sporting events. I mean, the NFL was not great. The Broncos blow out the lifeless Saints.
Depleted Saints.
33-10. Now, remember, go back to the first 2 weeks. The Saints had like 47 points and 45 points the first two weeks. They couldn't be stopped when they beat the Panthers and the Cowboys, and then they've lost five straight, and the offense has gone flat.
17 people they have on the injured list right now.
That's a lot.
Including their quarterback, Derek Carr. Their top two receivers are out as well. And Shaheed, I believe, they just announced, I think he's out for the next 4 weeks.
Is that right?
So the Saints are struggling. It's your fifth straight loss. They are in major trouble right now, man. And when you have a depleted roster like they have, I mean, all bets are off at that point. Literally and figuratively, all bets are off.
Well, Spencer Rattler, again, I was watching a little bit of this game, and I don't think that he was the problem. They weren't
he
scoring
got sacked
points.
Six times.
They had no time. The offensive line was just getting bull rushed the entire game.
Their starting guard and starting center are both out.
That would hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a couple wide open passes just get dropped. I mean, help your quarterback out. He's number one, not supposed to be playing. He's a backup. He's a rookie. Number two, you guys, you know, we got to do something to move the football. Help him out.
Honey Badger dropped interception. It was literally Bo Nix put right in his hands, and he dropped it last night.
The Broncos ran the ball very, very well in that game. The Saints, again, just five straight losses after they looked like world beaters the first two games. Yes, that is football. Yeah. That's football. You know, you think you got to figure it out, then 2 weeks later, you're back to square one.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, rough for them. Also, in baseball, the Dodgers go up 3-1 on the Mets in game four of the NLCS, and an epic, I mentioned this off the bat, but epic game in the ALCS. The Yankees were up 2-0, about to go up 3-0. They were up 5-3 with two outs in the ninth. Cleveland gets a near home run by Lane Thomas, hits the top of the wall, becomes a double. Next pitch, Joensuke Noel hits just an absolute bomb to left field to tie it up, goes to extras, and then another two-run shot by David Fry wins the game for Cleveland. So what appeared to be a 3-0 lead is now 2-1, and the Guardians have life in that series. So that's why baseball is beautiful.
It's and you know what, Jake, when you say baseball is beautiful, we've said this a number of times on the drive. I don't watch baseball during the regular season. You know, Nick is one of those guys. And there's a number of our listeners and your listeners, or the station listeners, that let's watch baseball or listen to it throughout the season. I love baseball this time of year. I love it because it's just like the NBA playoffs. The intensity goes up like exponentially. It's fun to watch right now, man.
It is fun to watch. So we'll see how those series go. But it appears the NLCS nearly over. 3-1 Dodgers. One more game to go for them.
Do they make it?
Yeah. Dodgers will get there. I still think the Yankees will win that other series, the ALCS.
I think the Yankees will too. The Dodgers, though, were just beating the smithereens. It was, 8-2 last night or something like that?
Yeah, it was a blowout.
It was a blowout.
There's only been one close game so far in that series. But I just think that MLB would like to have either Yankees, Mets, or Yankees, Dodgers. I think those are both great storylines. Yankees, Mets is a Subway series again, like 2000. And then, of course, Yankees-Dodgers is two iconic franchises on opposite coasts. And so that's what they want. But they don't want Cleveland-Dodgers. They don't want that at all.
No, they don't want that.
They don't want Cleveland-Mets more than anything. That'd be terrible for MLB. Yeah,
it would be terrible. And I think right now, I just don't see the Mets coming back from 3-1.
No, I think they're done.
I think that's a wrap. But that Cleveland, the Guardians-Yankees, man, I think that's going to be interesting. But put it this way, they're going to get one West Coast team. Put it that way. I mean, I think not the West Coast team.
East Coast.
They're going to get one East Coast team regardless.
For sure.
It's going to be interesting, man.
Regarding Nebraska, you can hold on to your pick for the drive.
Yes. Jake, in your gut, what's your keys?
You want my gut?
I want your gut, regardless if I like it or not. What's your gut?
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Of the work week is spent communicating, so it's important your team does it well. Enter Grammarly. Grammarly's AI helps teams communicate clearly the first time. It shows you how to make words resonate with your audience, helps with brainstorming, and lets you instantly create and revise drafts in just one click. Join over 70,000 teams and 30 million people who use Grammarly to move work forward. Go to grammarly.com/enterprise to learn more. Grammarly. Enterprise ready AI.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
So, as you know, we have a little chat going with our football picks, and I have picked against Nebraska every single week.
I've noticed that.
Even against UTEP. That was the spread. I picked Nebraska to win the game, but I picked Nebraska against the spread every single game. I picked the opponent to cover and beat them. I'm picking Indiana to win the game. Now, you guys can yell at your radio and say, what the hell? Come on, man, really? I hope I'm wrong. I'm thinking 24-20 Indiana wins this football game.
I like the score. I don't like the winner you have, I think that score is going to be symbolic of the game.
If I am wrong and Nebraska wins, I hope you all blow me to smithereens on Twitter, on the show on Monday, and say, hey, you idiot, you jerk, how could you pick against Nebraska? Sometimes when I put the opponent, their good juju in the ether, it helps Nebraska out.
Right.
So
right.
My gut says Indiana wins this game, and I hate that. But I like to be honest on this show, AD.
You got to go with your gut, though. Let me ask you this. What do you think is going to be the deciding factor to where Indiana does beat Nebraska?
I know that Nebraska is the best defense they have faced so far. Mm-hmm. But we saw Nebraska against Illinois just struggled defensively. And I think Indiana's a better offensive team than Illinois is. Now, Nebraska against Colorado performed very well. That was a great performance against a good offense. Mm-hmm. But Indiana, they just have it going right now. And I am a big fan of Google Me, Kurt Cignetti. I think he's a great coach.
He is.
I think Curtis Rourke's a really good quarterback.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tommy, as Matt Rhule said yesterday, Tommy Hill's a game time decision, which is fine because Sierra Wright's been great.
Yeah, he's. I'm not concerned about Tommy Hill playing or not. That's not a concern for me personally.
Nebraska, again, struggled in their one road game this year. They played at Purdue, who is terrible. Now, Purdue, again, pushed Illinois last week with a different quarterback.
At Illinois, might I add. But
Nebraska, it was 0-0 at halftime. Mm-hmm. They could not score. Again, we know the kicking's still a major problem. Even right now, I have no faith in a field goal being made at all.
No.
Or a punt not being blocked.
I'm concerned about punt right now, too.
So, I think that the small things, Indiana does better. Than Nebraska, which is slightly concerning for year two of a coach versus year one of a coach, which is a rebuild in Indiana,
right?
A quick rebuild. And I think Curtis Rourke's a really good quarterback. Now, I heard Sipper Bill say that right now that apparently on ESPN they have Rourke as like number five in the Heisman Trophy right now.
They actually seen that they do, which I think is like kind of like, well, I don't know about all that, but at the same time, he is.
He is very experienced. He's played well at Ohio. He's been really good at Indiana. I hope I am wrong on this pick, but the way Nebraska played against in their only other road game this year, a win 28-10 against Purdue.
Yes,
28-10. They had a late touchdown to make it 28-10. I'm concerned.
Yeah.
So, yell at me all you want. Tweet me, say I'm a bad person. I'm a bad fan. I'm just trust me. I don't want to be right on this one.
Everything you said though, Jake, is legit. You know, I mean, I'd be different if I would tell you something like, well, Jake, that's just outrageous. No, everything you said is legit. You figure a team that's averaging 41 points a game has never trailed in a game so far. In six games, they have never trailed. And you have a quarterback that's completing almost 75% of his passes.
Right. Nebraska's offense the last two games has been non-existent. You know, against Purdue, again, 0-0 at halftime. They had a nice second half.
They exploded.
They did. And there's a pick six to help, too, put it at 28. But Purdue's bad. That's a bad defense. Yeah. And then against Rutgers, you score 14 points. The next week, they give up 42 points
against Wisconsin.
At home to Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So that was alarming to me. Big Red Bay says, disappointing, Jake. Indiana has not seen a defense like ours yet. That's the X factor. You're right. But again, we thought the same thing about the defense against Illinois. It didn't show up in that game. I think after a bye week, they should show up. Couple more texts before we get out of here. Beef Taco says, I'm with you, Jake, on this one. I don't want you to be with me, but I'm just saying. Twizzler says, that's it. Jake's lost. Get him off the radio.
Beef Taco, I tell you what. Like I said, Jake, I am not going to push back because everything you're saying, man, is legitimate. I mean, I have a different take who's going to win it, but at the same time, everything you've said is legit and is it's hard to dispute that. The numbers don't lie. The thing that I don't do, I'm not saying that someone can't do it. I don't compare how we played against a team versus how that team plays against someone else because every Saturday is different. Every Saturday is different against opponents because, I mean, there's all sorts of factors that are there. You know, so if you look at the Rutgers score, we slugged it out with them, then they get, the breaks beat off of them. You look at Purdue, who looked like they were the worst team of the Big Ten, and they go in overtime at Illinois.
Weird things happen every week.
Exactly. You know, and I'm just going to say this. Vandy beating Alabama.
That was true. That happened. That was not a dream. That was a reality. So I hope I'm wrong. I'm picking Nebraska to lose 24-20. But reminder, by the way, our pregame show is tomorrow still. It's not a road game. We'll still have it 8 to 11 a.m. here from the station. We'll hear from Nick and Jay also before that. They're going to do a pregame show from Indiana. So hear them out in Bloomington. And also reminder, don't forget, Boyk Farm Outfitters, save up to 85% on herbicide with Green Eye. Reduce the threat of resistance. No per acre fees. Go to Boyk, B-O-E-C-K, farmoutfitters.com. The Drive is next with RAF AD and AG for Bill Bush and Steve Sipple and AD. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you for the pregame show tomorrow.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The Humana Honor Medicare Advantage Plan gives you $1,860 back each year in your Social Security check. Choose coverage that helps you keep more money in your pocket. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. The Part B Give Back benefit pays part or all of your Part B premium, and the amount may change based on the amount you pay for Part B. Limitations and restrictions may apply. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.